This is 20 Minutes for Tech, episode 26, Carol Ann McGuire Rocks Our World. Welcome to another episode of 20 Minutes for Tech, your instructional technology podcast. I'm your host, Dave Solon. Recently, while attending an executive briefing at Apple in Cupertino, California, I had the chance to sit down and talk with Apple Distinguished Educator and ISTE's 2008 Teacher of the Year, Carol Ann McGuire, about her venture, Rock Our World. It was an absolute pleasure talking with Carol Ann, and I'm excited to share her work with you. So, off we go. So we get to talk with Carol Ann McGuire, president and lead rocker, which I really like that title, of Rock Our World Global Collaboration. Thanks for being here on the show today. And I'm actually doing this from what they call the mothership. I'm actually in Cupertino, at a briefing with Apple. And Carol Ann came in and gave a really inspiring presentation. And I just want to share this because Rock Our World, well, tell us what Rock Our World is.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. And this is really, it's been great. I mean, I've really enjoyed getting to know the whole, your IU and what you guys are doing in Pennsylvania. You're doing amazing work.
That's neat.
Rock Our World is an international project where we connect kids on every single continent. And we learn some type of curriculum. So we've learned about the sun with NASA. We've learned about digital storytelling with American Film Institute. Mm-hmm. We've learned about our oceans and going green. And right now we're working on a unit on what's cooking.
So it's not just music.
Not just music. So it's based around music because when I first started it, I had no idea what languages we were going to have to come up with. You know, working with kids in Japan, are they going to be able to speak English? You know, I had no idea.
Okay. I didn't think about that.
You know, I'm a typical American. I had not even had a passport and did never had that experience. So I had no idea. So I figured, well, we'd do music to start it. And when I started Rock Our World, I was not a techie by any stretch of the imagination. I was just learning GarageBand for the first time, and I had become an Apple Distinguished Educator and learned about GarageBand at Apple Camp, and found out, wow, this is really easy to do, and got the idea of, well, that's a great idea. We'll make music go around the world, and we'll send tracks, and what happens is every Friday, everybody around the world makes a 30-second drum track. Okay. And every Friday, that drum rotates. So my drums go to Peru, and Belgium's drums come to me. And then it rotates, and we have the bass guitar, and it rotates, and we have the keyboard. And the cool thing is, as my drums are rotating around the world, it's been being collaborated on by kids all over the place, but we go into a live iChat conference with each one of those countries.
Oh, yeah.
And so we get to talk to them. So while our drums are in Australia, we go right into the class in Australia and learn from these kids and find out what they're doing, what school's like there, and then, you know, talk about the curriculum, you know, what experiment did you do and how did you find your answers and, you know, problem solve together on the actual project that we're working on. But in the meantime, get to know these kids.
Right.
Because it's fascinating. It's just such a great time that we all have together. And at the end, the music comes all, you know, our drums come back to us. We have this great song, and we've worked collaboratively with all these kids around the world, and we have an international family night. And that night, Apple Web provides us with a live webcast to the world. So anybody in the world can connect on to this live webcast, and we all celebrate what's great in education. What we do is one by one call each classroom into the webcast and do a live interview with them. So when we call China, it's the next day. It may be 3 o'clock in the morning for them. They're all gathered waiting to get their interview.
That's
cool. It's very cool because everybody's on a different time zone, different, you know, we're all on different schedules. We're even different days when we're talking to each other.
Wow.
So we all get together and celebrate what great things are happening in education. And it's a great project. I mean, I feel like I'm a teacher learning again.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't hold any of the knowledge on anything international. I mean, I've only been, now I've traveled, but only after I've done this project. Mm-hmm. And now I've got the bug. You know, now I want to go everywhere.
And you said I mean, I wouldn't have been able to guess, but you said you've been in education 20 years?
20 years.
I would have never guessed that.
Oh, you get points. Points.
Seriously. But it's funny you say that because I got to work with another teacher. Actually, her name is Tina Schenk. She's a family and consumer sciences teacher. She's been working in education over 30 years. And when we started up a little thing called Tech Tools, and when she started, you know, you could see it in her eyes. She was not a techie at all either.
Right.
And she still would say, you know, I'm still not a techie, but she is.
Yeah, well, I carry a flash drive, so I think I might
there you
be
go.
Officially
yeah,
a techie,
you're a techie
now.
But her thing was, you know, she was at 30 years and thinking, oh, well, I should retire, you know, thinking about that.
Yep.
This infusion, just these couple little tech tools, she's run with it, and it's just reinvigorated her.
Absolutely.
And like you said, you know.
Absolutely, because I'm learning again. I mean, it's all brand new.
Right.
You know, the kids and I, we jump into this totally not anybody knowing all of the information. You know, and we jump into it and learn all together, and it's just a fabulous experience for all of us. I have a story to tell you. Can I tell you a story?
Oh, yeah,
it's a great story.
Sure.
So we were doing this conference, and we were traveling music around the world, and I get a call from the teacher in Germany, and he says, I think we have a problem.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking, what could the problem be? We have music and making movies. This is wonderful.
Right.
And he said, I've been trying to get a hold of the school in Israel, and I can't connect with the teacher, and I think it's because we're German. I said, what? I'm sure that's not the case. You know, inside I'm starting to panic. Like, I didn't see that one coming. I never thought that would be, you know, this is 2000, whatever the year was, but, you know.
You would hope.
Yeah, like, that could not be. And I said, I'm sure that's not the case. Let me call the teacher. So I called the teacher and said, you know, let's figure this out.
Right.
Anyways, they ended up having some really amazing conversations between the two classes.
Wow.
And it was just that one class was having internet trouble.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it was a minor, super minor thing. They ended up having a great conversation. And next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call from the Department of Ed in Tel Aviv.
Oh, wow.
And they say, you know, is Carol Ann McGuire there? I don't know. It depends on what you want. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. And they say, well, we just have one question for you. You're promoting peace in our country, and we want to know how you're doing it.
Oh,
I said, you know what? Whoa. First of all, that's like way bigger than what I am. I'm just a teacher. And I'm not doing anything.
Just a teacher?
But you know what
I mean?
But I am. I mean, I felt like I'm not a politician. I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm doing nothing except giving a kids a chance to communicate with each other and not at each other. And they're working together to solve a problem. That's it. I mean, it's not rocket science. I've given them a problem of what is the sun like on the other side of the world. They have to figure that out. I mean, it's a simple thing.
Right.
But giving them some tools resources they can use. But other than that, they're just talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's no magic in it.
Well, there's a lot of magic.
Well,
in
I mean,
actual.
It seems that there kind of is this magic in it,
right.
But it's not anything that's not reproducible anywhere.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just kids talking to each other and learning about each other truly from curiosity and interest. And, you know, now my kids run into my class and say, oh, my gosh, there's an earthquake in Japan. Call our class.
Call our class.
See if they're okay.
Neat.
Where 3 years ago, if there was an earthquake in Japan,
there's no connection.
None. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, earthquake in Japan. What are we having for dinner?
Yeah.
Like, right? Because that's
There's
a huge disconnect. Or we see people on the other side of the earth crying and weeping for their children, and we change the channel to watch SpongeBob. Like, there's no contact. There's no heart to heart with those people. Now I watch the news very different because I look at people in the news and think, that's a mother. That's like a mother, like I'm a mother. That's their son or their daughter. It's a very different feel.
And it's real world.
It's real. It's like this is real. The world is not a completely disconnected place anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's my backyard.
That's that's the whole global awareness and 21st century skills.
Absolutely.
You know?
Changed how I teach.
It's not hard to do, right?
It's not hard to do, but drastically changed how I teach.
Mm-hmm.
drastically changed what my classroom looks like, changed my buddy list on my, I mean, like everything in my life is completely global now. And it's, it, I look at life through a completely different lens, that we don't live on this isolated island, and the United States doesn't have all of the answers.
Right.
There are schools around the world that are killing us in areas that we, as the United States, have resources to be able to do something about it, but are not using them in the right way.
Right.
And
right.
So we're falling behind. Meanwhile, we're thinking, you know, we've just won the race, and we haven't.
Yeah, we have a long way to go.
Ways to go, but we can learn from each other.
Yes. You know, and that's my biggest thing is why reinvent the wheel in your classroom when you can learn from, you know, someone
else.
And pointless. You have on your website
rockourworld.org,
sorry. You share all kinds of resources.
Absolutely. You know, when I first started, somebody asked me, "Well, you know, you should write a book and sell it." You know, and sell all these ideas.
Right.
I thought, "You know what? I have spent 20 years of my teaching career going down to the teacher supply store, spending hundreds of dollars on books and resources that I really only wanted one article from."
Right.
Why? No, that was a real conscious decision of, if I create something, and maybe I can start, you know, maybe other people will start thinking like that, that if you have an idea, share it. So what if somebody takes the idea? You know,
yeah, exactly. And that's,
so what? They can't take my mind.
Right,
you know,
right.
You can have my idea. You can have my lesson plan. Use it. Use it with your kids. I mean, that's
And doesn't it make
silly.
You just feel incredible when you hear back from someone saying, thanks for doing that?
Yeah, or you know? Somebody takes a picture of their class and in the background my PowerPoint, or not my PowerPoint, but my keynote
anything,
or my smart board lessons back. That's fabulous. And even if I never heard about it and somebody's using that, then I touched more children than what's in my classroom. And that teacher didn't have to reinvent some lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, you're going to take it, you're going to tweak it, you're going to add something new to fit your kids. Great.
Right.
I mean,
we're on the same level.
We should be that way.
Yeah. Because that's what this podcast is all about, basically sharing. And, you know, it's a good thing.
Now, it is a good thing.
Tell us about your teaching as well. You have some interesting
interesting background. I started about 20 years ago, like I said, and I did everything. I've taught every grade level, but 18 of those years was teaching a kindergarten through sixth grade blind and visually impaired class.
Wow.
And, oh my gosh, like the best kids on the planet ever. I was fortunate because my kids came in with a label.
Right.
You know, not everybody gets that opportunity to know what their disability is, because you can have a kid that's really angry, but you may not know that's their disability is they're an angry person or a shy person or whatever. You know, I was lucky my kids were on an IEP. I think I had it much easier than the regular ed teachers. But I decided through a friend of mine bringing me to a conference that I wanted to make movies with these kids. And long story short, we started making movies, and kids were writing their scripts in Braille and videotaping and editing, which was hysterical. I have some of the funniest B-roll ever that any teacher has ever seen, because these kids cannot see what they were actually filming.
Right.
And I learned something about teaching. I learned you do not know what kids are in your classroom.
Yeah.
You just don't know. There was this hidden talent in my class that talent would have never been opened up had I not been stupid enough to know that blind children can't make movies.
Right.
You know, like if I would have believed the hype that the teachers were giving me and the outside world was telling me that what they can and can't do.
Yeah, you had an interesting piece on that
about
the faculty room.
Oh, yeah. My tip for the day, like really, if your listeners have no other tip, the tip for the day is don't ever bring a good idea to the teacher's lounge. I mean, I don't know what it's like in your state, but in California, good ideas go to the teacher's lounge to die. It is it's the burial ground for great ideas. Because I went in and all excited, I'm going to make movies with my kids, and every one of them, do you know you have blind kids? Do you know they can't see the screen? Are you serious? And I walked out of the room just completely deflated. But the kids ended up making movies. They were on the Apple website for years, their movies. And they've won all kinds of national and international awards. And the point was, it was despite me. I was their handicap. You know, we're talking about what their real handicap was in making movies. It was their teacher. I'd never made a movie before. I didn't know what. I was not coming in this with any experience at all, technology-wise. None. Mm-hmm. But I could read.
Right.
So we read, you know, how-tos and tutorials, and together as a class, we learned how to make a movie. And they were really great filmmakers, and they shouldn't have been. They shouldn't have been.
You wouldn't think.
You wouldn't think, but they were so talented. And that's why I was like, tell people, if I can make movies with blind kids, everybody should be making movies with their kids, because their scores were starting to rise, their, you know, just how they were processing information and critical thinking and problem solving, all of those skills that you want to teach kids were just blossoming from a simple, from a very pretty that, simple project.
That motivation and that enthusiasm. Right?
I had kids that did not want to come to school because they were getting teased by other kids,
right.
And they were being put down because of their disability, that were now not only wanting to come to school, but wanting me to stay after school. And mm-hmm. their parents would be coming to school at 5 o'clock at night, and I'm telling kids, guys, I need to go home.
I gotta go home.
Like, you need to go home. You can come back tomorrow, but I want to go eat dinner. I mean, it was a totally different class than what I had before, where you're calling parents saying, okay,
trying
come
to drag
on,
them
please,
in.
Please come to school.
Now I can't get them to leave.
Now
right?
I couldn't get them to leave. Wow,
yeah,
how cool
incredible.
Is that, though?
Yeah.
And the great thing was, especially in special ed, that special ed kind of gets shunned and put to the side. And now I had regular ed kids mm-hmm. saying, how can I do that? How can I be in your class? I'm like, honey, you can't.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, you don't want to. It's not, the price is too high. But we'll do something, you know. And that's why we started Rock Our World, because I had so many other kids wanting to see what we were doing, and I figured, we're learning about the world. You want to learn about maps? All right, we'll learn about maps after school. And you know, and it turned out to be, you know, a blessing in disguise, that it was just this really great project.
Right. Right. Well, hey, thanks for taking time with me here today and talking about this. Are there any other things you might want to plug?
My pleasure. One thing.
Yeah.
So we have Rock Our World is starting a brand new thing this summer. We're doing a virtual online camp. It's
going
to be a 2-day camp. So you can pick what classes you want. Kids can come on. They only come on online.
Right.
You can check the website, rockourworld.org, for more information as it's coming up.
Okay.
But we have a little secret,
yeah.
and that don't tell anybody.
Okay.
But we have a very special guest that has decided that he would like to be a camp counselor for our music section on Rock Our World. And our very special guest is Kevin Eubanks, that he plays the bass guitar on the Jay Leno Show.
Right,
and
right.
he's going to come in and be our camp counselor and teach some music classes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's
I'm so excited about it. So he's gonna come in and wow us all. I said, I'm signing my kids up for that one.
Yeah, really. Now, are there limitations as to how many folks can join in?
No, because it will just be, you know what, we're going to play it by ear, see what happens and see what, you know, what kind of response we get. It, regardless, let's say if I have 3 kids and those 3 kids are going to have a fabulous time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to
yeah.
really get to learn just some cool things that they wouldn't, you know, you don't have time to teach in school, and hear from some professionals out there of what their take is. So we're going to work on all different little areas. I'm the technology coordinator at a school that is founded by Will and Jada Pinkett Smith,
wow.
who are actors in Hollywood.
Right.
And so we're going to see if maybe we can see what kind of parents we have at the school that might want to do little pop-ins for the, you know, movie section
cool.
of it. You know, we have, who knows?
Really,
you know, you have
cool.
no, there's no guarantees, but you never know, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little pop, say, hey, you know, good job, or something that, you know, for the kids, maybe even we can watch their, after the kids are done making their projects that I can show them to people that might be able to, you know, take a look and give some little criticism to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you'll obviously, we'll have this all online as well.
All online. All everything's online. So that's
great.
Coming this summer. So be looking on the website. We'll be starting to post, you know, little interest things
cool.
up on there.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot. I know you flew up here just for this.
I did.
So we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
And just thanks for sharing.
You're
this
welcome.
Is the biggest thing.
Thank you. Now go rock your world.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again, Carol Ann. You really are an inspiring voice when it comes to engaging our kids and integrating tech in the classroom. Make sure you check out the show notes at 20fortech.com, that's 20fortech.com, to find out more about rockourworld.org, Carol Ann's bio, as well as see links to her students' work. Her kids are pretty darn amazing and have produced excellent videos for students and teachers alike, so please check them out. That does it for this episode. Thanks for listening to 20 Minutes for Tech, and I'll see you right back here next time for another podcast.